It's Ian Ziering, it's Tara Reid, it's John Hurd.
And John Hurd?
John Hurd.
Was there other, like squids and...
Just sharks. They're saving the other animals for sequels, I think.
Like Tiger NATO?
Welcome to Futile Podcast, and tonight we got a movie that matters.
Why are you so far away from the mic?
Because
this was an issue before.
It wasn't an issue, and the audio sounded fine. You thought you were too loud?
Yeah. I was really loud, and you guys were quiet.
That's weird. Well, I'm close enough now. I'm usually louder, just in the way I speak. You speak at
I have a sexy voice. You have kind of just like a nasally...
Yeah, I know, but I get bombastic because I'm passionate about what I'm talking about, and you're even keel. And kind of low-voiced, which means that it's a little... You're like Mark. Basically, I have to do the same thing with you.
Mark is really quiet.
You're pretty quiet, too. As the recording works.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if this is going to work anymore.
Okay, well, this might be the last one, then. It's the second in our Movies That Matter collection. And we picked a real humdinger because Netflix is awful for Movies That Matter.
Listen, you're awful Movies That Matter. You have to have due diligence and follow through.
Because you have nothing.
Can I live?
No.
You have to do due diligence and follow through every angle. You went someplace today to see if you could find No Escape. And Seth goes, oh, do you also look for Money Train? And you're like, ooh.
I looked around.
They
have the same shit that's on Netflix there. It's so dumb.
No, they don't.
They did. Literally, I'm seeing like... Oh,
I guarantee you...
No. They didn't have Sniper, but they had the same Sniper that's on Netflix. Like Sniper Retribution or something.
Is it the one with Billy Zane?
Yeah. Billy Zane's in like most of them.
He's in like four of them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I guarantee you that...
I almost got Tokyo Drift because we haven't seen
Tokyo
Drift.
Can I live every single rental place inside a grocery store has Money Train? Every single one of them. It's in the contract. You look at the contract they have outside the door.
Uh-huh.
You know, we, the seller of these groceries, swear to you, and there's like 100 items. And somewhere in the 70s or 60s, mostly, is something about Money Train, usually, in most cases.
I wouldn't want to do this because it's no point in bothering somebody. It's probably too late. But I almost feel like calling. And be like, do you have
call
Money
right
Train?
Now.
Right? I don't even know how you get connected to the video store.
Hey, can I talk to someone in the video section?
And then they transfer you?
Thanks. They transfer you, yeah.
I think they don't, but you have to call my bluff, which means you have to call them. If you're, it's
really, listen, you're the one who doesn't
it's
have
important,
due diligence.
If it's important to you.
You got to follow through on something for once in your life.
For once in my life.
Yeah, name another time.
I created this podcast.
The next time you follow through on something will be the first time.
I forged this podcast like Mako forges the sword in the beginning of Highlander 3, The Final Dimension, which is a movie that matters, and that's what we're talking about tonight.
I'm not so sure that it matters.
Set in the nebulous world between Highlander 1 and Highlander 2.
Highlander 3 was significantly better than 2.
You like this one? We just watched more than the
way better
one?
Than 2. Are you kidding? 2 is terrible.
So Seth, what... You were the one that got the ball rolling on this Highlander angle. And this is what happens when Movies That Matter is decided by committee.
It's not decided by committee.
Fuck all of forever. Hard Target on lockdown.
There's an alpha.
Eight reasons
here's
for
how
why
social
matters.
Groups work. There's an alpha male, which mm-hmm. is me, and then there's people who do what they say.
Right, and the alpha male has no due diligence. And no
the
key.
Due diligence is on the part of the person who produces the whole thing and provides
well,
everything.
The alpha male. Okay, fine.
You're the provider. I'm a hunter. You're a gatherer. Gather the right movie next time.
Okay. You hunt for the movie. And then
I hunted in my brain,
I'll
my superior brain, for the right movie to watch. And I was like, here's a list of great movies.
And
you're like, okay, none of them exist on the easiest possible thing that I could find any of them on. Am I wrong? It's like, can I live?
I hear that.
So we watched Highlander 3, The Reckoning. What's it called? Highlander,
The Final Dimension.
The Final Dimension.
Mario Van Peebles.
He was good.
He was actually
he was good.
He
was
had fun with it.
Yeah. You liked Mario Van Peebles in that, didn't you?
Not as good as Solo, though, probably, huh?
I'm going to mime this whole podcast.
What would you... Why would you say... Okay, I mean, I didn't choose this as a movie that matters.
I did.
You did. Why does it matter? I'll tell you the
I
only thing.
I didn't remember it when I said it.
Okay. Well, the only thing I got out of it was that subsistence farming seems pretty important. So what's it about? What's this movie about?
It's about an immortal pecker that couldn't peck or something, right?
Yeah, okay. So, Ian, before we talk about this movie, can you explain the entire, in great depth and detail, explain the entire Highlander chronology and mythology, history, exactly what it is, and everything that happens in every movie and the TV show.
And the science behind it.
And the science behind it, and explain that all, lay it all out before we discuss the movie.
Okay.
Go.
And the philosophy of the Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
So, Einstein-Rosenberg Bridge, otherwise known as a wormhole, okay, space and time
right.
are fluid, okay.
Right.
We got that. So, on a far off galaxy, in a far
there
is a revolution going on.
Right.
And when the revolutionaries are caught by Michael Ironside, rather than killing them and making martyrs of them, just like what would have happened to Tango and Cash if they were killed as hero cops by Jack Palance, he decides that he will disappear them through a portal, through a wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
Where they will be sent to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when they arrive there, they will have no memories of what they are. They will just have this nagging sense that they need to track each other down. And he will let them kill each other till they're down to one. His enemies.
Now, are you going off the original two or the Renegade version here?
No, the Renegade version plays in a different angle of the original
two. But it's set on Earth and they're not aliens.
Well, because it's like mystical voices are what tell him to send them into the future from the past. Right, yeah. No, that was what was implanted in their brains when they were put into the bridge.
So the general consensus now is that two does not exist in canon.
And that's because people have trouble. People struggle with two.
I think that even like people associated with the films.
Even Russell McCullough?
I think they say that two is not canon.
Possibly. Anyway, fine.
How do you pronounce his last name?
It's something like that. Big music video guy. Back in, you know, the 80s. So then, there are these immortals. Inexplicably driven to seek each other out.
They're all from different places.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's a shorthand that people like to use.
Yeah. He's literally from the Highlands. He's a Highlander.
The Highlands of Scotland.
Well, yeah, but the rest of them are Highlanders too,
no,
right?
They're not. That's why they all call him the Highlander. The other immortals call him the Highlander.
I thought it was like saying bro. Like, it's not just one bro.
Highlander! Highlander!
They kind of do address that in Final Dimension. When Ben Peebles leaves the message for him. He's like, Highlander, McCloud, whatever you go by these days. Kind of admonishing the term. Yeah. That it become, in his opinion, maybe it's become so ubiquitous that it's lost any reverence. So okay,
well,
so
you know, he was trapped in a cave for 400 years.
I know. So he caught up really quick, and he figured out. He did all that research about like bisexuality in the '90s and stuff. Wow. Remember with the tongue thing,
and threesomes.
Yeah,
and the
that those things
and how to drive a car.
I like how the one guy, the underling, learned how to say "shut up" to women.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, instantly after
learned how to say "shut up" to women. Learned how, like that's not innate in every male.
Well, I'm a little curious how he made it from Japan to New York, like, just in that outfit and everything. Like, looks like he tromped all the way there somehow.
That's what, Ramirez got a
Ramirez
got
a whole new
suit
done. Yeah, remember there was a whole scene
in the plane
there.
And was very alarmed while he flew.
He was very alarmed. He didn't know about planes because he was Ramirez.
Ramirez, the Scottish Egyptian.
That was in two?
That was in two. How can it not count
sucks.
If
two,
Sean Connery?
Two doesn't count. Two doesn't count.
Even with Sean Connery, doesn't
yeah.
count?
Yeah. He does something stupid at the end and does some force stuff to stop a blade from spinning. And then he disappears like Obi-Wan. It's stupid. The two is dumb. The two does not fit into the otherwise solid world of Highlander.
So negate two.
Okay, so negating two, how does this work? What's the chronology?
The chronology is one and three, with flashbacks interspersed.
What about four?
Oh, shit.
You're talking, see, now you're going to get into the stuff with Duncan?
Yeah, I want to know.
All the stuff with Duncan in the show, like you said, could just be an alt.
Could be or is.
It pretty much has to be, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Otherwise, how does he get the prize? How does he get the prize?
What's the prize?
The prize means you're the last one alive.
And then what?
Who's Duncan?
Duncan is Connor's cousin in the alternative reality version of Highlander.
So how does Duncan show up? How does Connor show up?
In the fourth movie?
Yeah, they fight each other.
The final dimension. That's the third
movie. Well, they must explain the fourth movie, then.
The final cash grab is what it's called.
Then there was a fifth movie with, like, some other guy. They had made, like, two more of them.
There's a fifth movie?
There's quite a few.
I think this is a premature podcast.
It's a series that matters.
Right.
I mean, I
we haven't got it figured out.
No.
I follow the original 1616 Highlander universe, which is just Highlander... The movie
he
series.
Was born, he gets in a fight one day and is stabbed and doesn't die, right?
Well, he gets into a battle.
Yeah.
With the Kurgan. That's what I meant. Yeah. The Kurgan seeks him out, tries to dispatch
him. And
then
he finds out that he's fails. An immortal.
And he's banished.
But he finds out he's an immortal.
Yeah. He goes to live with Heather. They're sheepskins. He meets Ramirez, has a good time, learns, trains. Kurgan seeks him out again, kills Ramirez. He lives out his days with Heather. Heather dies, perishes. She has her sheepskins on. Then he goes and has the adventures of being in the French Revolution. He has the adventures of being in colonial America and being drunk. And the guy keeps, like, stabbing him in that that fight.
Yeah, and he keeps laughing.
Yeah. And then he ends up in New York finally taking a different name because of things like social security numbers and stuff.
Right.
Like, they can finally keep track of you at a certain point in time in the 20th century. Where he's an antique dealer going by the name of
Nash.
Russell Nash. But I did miss the stuff that they cover in 3, which is that he does eventually seek out the Japanese mystic that Ramirez mentioned, where he got his sword from, and he learns the ways of fighting with that sword style and everything else. And that's where Van Peebles, as Kane, comes in, seeking out the wizard, seeking out his power. And he asked him nicely. He's like, dude, you can just teach me. He's like, or I can cut your head off and take it.
Right.
And so he does.
He was going to cut his head off either way, though.
Well, we don't know that, you know?
He was very clearly a murderer, repeatedly.
Okay. Well, he did burn those villages.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed it.
And then when his good buddy's like, where are we, Kane? He's like...
That was later. That was after that.
Yeah. So maybe he wasn't the murderer before.
Then he said, there can be only one.
Yeah. Great intonation. Like, he basically decided he was going to play it as if he was like an evil version of Prince.
Yeah, it was like an evil Prince.
Yeah.
It was.
Evil. There should have been some guitar stuff in there somewhere for no reason at all or something. But so then Connor, thinking that he's won the prize from the end of the first one, thinks, oh, great, you know, I'm going to go off and start a family or whatever with the woman from the first one. And then she ends up road rash in Glasgow.
But did we only know that in the third one?
Yeah, we learned it from Lieutenant.
So how come he wasn't, like, sad in the beginning of the movie?
He was kind of sad, but it had been 7 years. He had just stayed alone. He had had the adopted kid, John, and he was living in Marrakesh. And he was just kind of doing his own thing. He was staying away from women for a while. Let it build up. Till he met this new gal. Who's studying...
Building up his reserves.
Yeah. His animus. And then when he realized, when Kane is unfrozen or whatever happens to him, it resets the system, and it's like, oh, wait, no, I didn't win the prize. There's still this other guy.
3 guys.
Well, yeah, but Kane dispatches one of them very quickly, and then McCloud, you know, you were already dead, you know?
You already lost,
kind of thing.
So what happens in the next movie?
In the fourth one?
Yeah.
The fourth one is part of, probably continues the story of the series.
Probably.
Well, it must continue the story of the series because it's based. It's
what happens in the series?
Just like the other movies.
I don't really know the series that well.
You don't know the series that well?
I mean, I know that they.
What are we doing here,
the humans?
on Earth, this? What are we doing here?
Yes.
Well, why are we here?
What is our purpose?
See, like I was saying before, Highlander makes you ask those kinds of questions, those existential questions, those meaningful questions. That's why it's a movie that matters. You're like, what's he doing on Earth?
Any movie that's so bad that you just sit there and start thinking about...
Why am I alive?
Why am I here? That doesn't mean that it matters. That's kind of a bad thing.
You're going to think about why you were here if you see a really good movie.
It was clearly about subsistence farming.
I don't know. Those
the
farmers,
best times
farmers
in his life,
got taken out.
The best times in his life was
simple times.
Living back in the glen. He goes back and he remembers.
Right? And or even in Marrakesh, he was trying to get back to something simple there.
He had a nice, expansive villa.
Yeah.
And a kept boy that he pretended was his son.
And some like, British dude.
Yeah, he had a British butler guy.
Handler.
Yeah, it was his handler. It was, what's his name? It was Higgins.
Higgins.
It was Higgins. So he's always getting upset that McLeod had run off with the Lambo.
You know how expensive it is to keep the Lambo gassed up?
I know why, but it's really bad.
That's not his accent.
Kind of was.
So it mattered because of... Oh, okay. So we got to talk about it being PG-13. So
we got to talk about it being PG-13.
Wikipedia, IMDb, Netflix all said it was PG-13, and you said, no, it's not. And you're always wrong. You're always wrong about that.
Right.
But in this case, you were very, very right, because it was a pretty hard R, actually. I there was some blood and junk in the beginning. I was like, yeah, everything.
Some spattering, some language.
And then some guy corks off an F-bomb, which is allowed.
Yeah.
And then he follows it up with two more, and I'm like, oh, that was a quick succession to waste their allotted amount that they could possibly even squeeze in, which is like three at the most. Tootsie had like two, and that was PG.
That was also 80s before PG-13.
That might have been before.
You look at something like Top Gun is kind of racy, and it should be a PG-13. Well,
it's only
before.
Racy because the chick he bangs looks like a man.
Well, yeah, but there's all kinds of like saliva exchange and stuff.
Yeah, right. When they smooch and then they pull away, and there's just like all the sputum just...
Yeah, exactly.
Stuck between there, yeah. So there's a pretty graphic undulating scene of copulation, and as you pointed out, I think it's probably Lambert. I'm not going to call him by his French pronunciation. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. Every movie he's in, he ends up licking a lot of racks, and I'm thinking it's because they're like, well, we'll block out a really simple sex, and he's like, no. He's like, we're gonna spend some time. We're gonna do some rehearsals.
We're gonna storyboard
this thing out.
I don't foam my stuff in. I don't foam my work in.
No. Yeah. And he's like, and I'm gonna lick everything. He's like, we'll hold back for a while. She'll wear some underwear and stuff for a while. So you think like, oh, this is gonna be one of those soap opera sex scenes kind of where there's a lot of underwear going on, and maybe she'll sit on his navel for a while. So they build it up like that, and then finally he's like, no, you know, let's go ahead and peel this off and expose the goods.
PG-13.
And then he just goes to town like he's eating oysters or something.
Didn't have the little fork, though.
No.
Should have forged that when he rebuilt the sword. This also had a scene where they fought in Holy Ground, but it was like a Buddhist shrine or something.
My issue is, movies like this and series like this and cartoons and whatever generally come with some other source of info from somewhere, a comic book series,
right,
that might have been supplemental or from books or something that is canonical that explains how everything works. But these are like actually really intricately designed things with mythology that don't come from any other sources. So they all just get ruined by the studio, by editing, by whatever, by, you know, by probably a clashing of ideas between Lambert and whoever directed, you know, whichever ones. And it's like, it's an interesting idea. Like, the whole Islander thing is a really interesting idea, and there's always interesting things to it. But it's like they came up with everything off the top of their heads as they were filming, is what the main problem with most of the stuff is. Like, well, what if he does this? And there's no one there to say, like, no, you can't do that because you said explicitly in the first one that you couldn't. And they're like,
So you're talking about things like the magic stuff?
All this stuff. The stuff in 2 was really problematic.
I mean, I think that's part of the problem, which is kind of a good thing about, like... One, I will say, is objectively a pretty good, creative, enjoyable movie.
It's not bad.
Like 1. But it all is an enigma in 1. Why can't they fight on Holy Ground? I don't know. Is there a magical reason, or is it just an agreement? Why are they immortal? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
You just see the story unfold.
And you know what's funny is that
you keep going,
that
you have to start.
Lambert is a pretty piss poor actor and always has been. But he's so weird looking. He's a really strange looking guy. Like he's got that accent, which, you know, he's French, but it doesn't sound like a French accent. It sounds like just something. Sounds like a French Canadian, basically. A really creepy, growly, kind of husky, child molestery French Canadian. Which is all French Canadians. No offense to any French Canadians listening, which there won't be. There's going to be like 3 people listening to this.
Wow.
The thing about watching these, the more you see of him in these movies, he really was perfect for the role because he just looks so stupid. And every time someone tells him something, he's like, huh?
He looks kind of befuddled, but he's good at looking sad, and so that
he's
whole
good looking sad.
That whole sense of like embodying like someone who just lived really, really long time and seen a lot of lives, a lot of loves, a lot of things.
Yeah,
come
but the other thing that they, the other extreme they go to with him is every time he bangs a chick, they show them hanging out afterwards, and they're always laughing and giddy and playful, and he's like really rough. He's like, yeah, that is funny, huh? Like grabbing their hands and like holding them tight, like, yeah, you're not getting away from me. Like he was probably, I mean, we know about how forceful he is in bed. And they actually kind of did an interesting little thing in there, which was what the girl said, like, you know, he's like, you're always about business, huh? And she's like, you can't think of anything better to do. And he's just like a horny, you know, he's like, yeah, well, you know, I can think about licking your junk. That's what I really like to do. And he's thinking that. The wheels in his head are turning that whole time. You watch that whole scene. The wheels in his head.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, it had been 7 years since the death of what's-her-name in one.
In the second one, which I'm going to go ahead and say isn't canon, he meets a chick in an alley and 7 seconds later
Virginia
he's banging
Madsen,
her.
Yeah.
He's banging her 7 or 8 seconds after he met her in an alley. He's like, hey. She's like, hey,
it's
what's
something
up?
Called the animus. It's the wants to live forever quality. It's the... I mean, you know.
What I'm saying is that's my example for why it hadn't been 7 years. I'm pretty sure as soon as they peeled his wife up off the pavement,
there was like a lady cop there.
He was like, oh, and he's like, oh, hey, the ambulance driver.
The ambulance driver, like, Marge. Man,
yeah, Marge, you got some nice curves to you, Marge. Yeah. How'd you like me to climb on top of you while you're driving and just?
Wow, that's pretty hardcore. I don't know. They never do address that. And I want to say that in the series, there are actually a couple female immortals.
Okay, explain the series now.
The series is just like, take the idea. And here's where...
Does he exist in it?
I think it's just they just make it an alternative storyline. Because properties are big. And when something's been vaguely successful, you just hitch your wagon to it and do your own thing with it. Which is kind of annoying and dumb. I mean, think of how many Superman stories have been told that don't make sense.
You
yeah,
it's
Elseworlds. Yeah, why not? Elseworlds was the first attempt to kind of be like, we don't care about continuity, but we want to tell these stories.
Seth, what do you think?
I think it's like Ultimate Highlander universe. That makes sense.
Can he live?
Can I live?
What do you think about Highlander?
I like Highlander.
Why does it matter? Not one, but three.
Because
one doesn't matter.
He won the prize in it.
They did drop the ball
on
that.
It's all about the prize.
What the hell was the prize? In the second one, they went to great lengths to explain the stupid prize. But it's a worthless hulk of flaming wreckage, the whole movie is. So you have to wipe it clean from...
The thing is, if you want to be mortal, all you have to do is cut your own head off, right?
Can they do that?
Why can't you cut your own head off?
Could you cut
your
own head off?
They might have done that in the series.
You could build something to cut your head, right?
Like a guillotine.
Is that what you're saying?
If you wanted to, would it not be? It would be too hard to cut your own head off.
But your trustworthy pal Pierre might just knock you out, pull the old switcheroo, and sacrifice himself instead.
Yeah.
No, there's ways.
Because that's what happened in Final Dimension.
So it's really not a prize at all.
No, it's whatever you choose it to be. They explained it in one.
What's the other option?
It's something like. It's something vague, like you can learn all the secrets or continue being immortal and blah 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 blah. Or you can just choose to be done with it all.
Sounds pretty important.
So, that's Highlander 3 in a nutshell. They have an epic battle in a power plant of some kind next to a church.
I give it a 5 out of 5.
Here's my problem with this whole movie as a matter thing, or your interpretation of it. So, I clearly set up, I gave you the
look,
blueprint,
I understand
plan.
Your thing, and I think...
And the thing is this. Why do the movies matter? And so we have to have all seen it. It has to be something we all appreciate. And Tango and Cash matters.
Right.
This movie may actually matter, but you guys didn't know that. You just threw a movie out and we all agreed on it.
I thought it'd be fun.
To your credit, you threw a movie out.
That matters.
That matters. Yeah. But I mean, you could also blindly pick a card out of a deck of 52 and predict what it's going to be beforehand.
So you're undermining my...
So I'm saying next time it's not going to work out like that. So next time Ian needs to do his due diligence and just get things in order and actually produce the way a producer is supposed to produce.
Just making things happen.
Just make
town,
it happen.
Huh?
All right. Some of us are trying to live.
Do you guys really think that the listeners should hear all about how the sausage
the back,
is made?
The backroom deals and everything.
The sausage is made.
I feel like going on a bit of a tirade because. No, but let's stop and think about we all ostensibly understand that the movies that matter are this realm of 80s and 90s action movies.
No. These are just movies that matter.
Right.
Fine.
They're just movies that matter.
Hidden gems.
And unfortunately, you guys don't know what those are.
So I know plenty.
I'll go ahead and provide. Listen,
you say Big Lebowski's too known. Then you say Commando's okay, and every podcaster and his brother has done a podcast about Commando.
Every podcaster and his brother has done one on Big Lebowski. Every movie has been done.
Fine.
You want to watch that one with the Barbarian Twins? It's been done.
I'm sure it's. I'm not. But I'm saying like not
movies that matter are movies
that matter, right?
Is there another way I can say that? They're movies that matter.
I understand.
You're not putting emphasis on the
word. Whose idea was movies that matter?
It was his idea. It's his genesis.
It was me.
It's his responsibility.
It's not my responsibility.
It was his attempt at being the creative, at being the producer.
You get, listen.
And then he kind of phones it, and then he's like, it's not that. I cite why Hard Target is a movie that matters.
You can't
here,
force
put it to the listeners. Is Hard Target a movie that matters to you, listeners?
Question us. At question duck. What is it?
It's just my name, at Ian Strope. And we'll see. We'll see how thin the meat slice is.
Okay, so here's some of my criteria for if a movie matters. If it sucks, it doesn't matter. If it's really good, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Something that has fallen between the cracks of sucking and being good maybe matters.
A fun suck is what you're saying.
Is there any other kind?
Oh, you guys.
Okay, Crawl.
No.
Cuffs?
Why not?
Not fun enough.
Crawl is immense
fun. It's a slog. It's a slog.
Crawl's not a slog.
Cuffs. Cuffs is nice, actually.
Dude, I had Cuffs on there like 3 days ago. And we went through all this for nothing. It was at the top of my fucking queue, ready to go.
He's making that up.
Look at the you just keep playing fast and loose with the rules. You're moving
There's
the goalposts
no rules
here.
If movies matter, they matter. Cuffs is at the back end of the list. I threw out Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah,
kind of as a joke.
Mission Impossible 2
and you were like,
actually sucks,
and you called
though.
My bluff, and you were
Mission
like, well, let's watch
two
Mission Impossible 2.
Sucks,
and I was like,
though.
Well, it kind of sucks, though.
Yeah, right. See, you got to, like,
Mission Impossible 1
is better than a movie that matters. No, it's better than a movie that matters. Yeah.
Can you say that about any
The good Mission Impossible movies are better than movies that matter. Because
Is there any Brian De Palma
movies? There's nothing dumb enough in them to make them fun.
How come good movies don't matter? I don't get that.
Because
they already do.
They already matter.
You don't have to go. You don't have to argue for them.
We're showing. So Tango and Cash.
So movies that don't matter that do matter.
Movies that aren't critically beloved but are actually pretty fun and pretty good.
No.
Matter.
No.
That's the sort of the
fun,
rule.
Fun. Tango and Cash is a movie that matters. You see what I'm saying?
No.
It matters.
Okay, the Cobra trilogy. Give me this. You said Cobra matters. Mm-hmm.
Cobra matters, absolutely.
Demolition Man?
Cobra might matter more than any movie. Demolition Man does not matter.
Okay. Judge Dredd.
It does not matter.
So only episode one of the Cobretti trilogy matters.
There's no Cobretti trilogy.
That's
not
the
same character.
Trilogy.
He has different colored eyes in Judge Dredd.
You don't think after all he's been through in Cobretti 1 and 2, his eyes might
it's
not
It's set
change.
In the future.
So it's Demolition Man. How did he get in the future of Demolition Man? I don't know. Oh, he got frozen.
He got frozen after he killed 1,000 kids because of Simon Phoenix.
He didn't kill any of those kids, though.
I know.
Simon did that. Simon said.
They're like, did you do this? He's like, no. And they're like, throw him in the freezer.
Yeah. And teach him how to knit.
I think the rules of movies that matter are more confusing than the rules of
movies. That's all on him. I'm like,
no.
It's simple to me.
Simple to me. If a movie matters, we'll watch it. And if it doesn't, I'll tell you.
Okay, then. Then we can
agree
on that.
So I threw out a starter list.
Does Sharknado matter?
No, it's too self-conscious.
And Flash in the Pan.
It's a self-conscious movie. Demolition Man, the reason why it doesn't matter is because it's self-conscious. It's
because he's named John Spartan?
No, the whole movie's making fun of itself. The whole movie is.
But it's one of the first to do that. And it doesn't wink at the camera really in the process of doing
Tango,
that?
No, it does, constantly. Tango and Cash doesn't wink once. That's a real movie.
Okay. Okay.
So is Another 48 Hours.
Because I don't think that... Those movies are kind of different. They're not movies that matter. They're good movies, but they're not movies that matter.
Yeah, She's Too Young.
The Lifetime movies. I told you they're all on Hulu. Hulu's lousy with them.
Lousy with Raccoon Meat. lousy with Parasites.
Lousy with Lifetime movies.
Lousy with Syphilis.
Those Lifetime ones seem really good, but I can't believe that in your transition from sci-fi to Lifetime that you missed Sharknado.
Fucking Thursday.
That's weird. Why would they do that?
Because they were trying to hit some weird summertime block primetime void.
They're like, people are going to be out on a Friday. But you know when everyone's in? Thursday.
Hannibal just ended its season.
Are they rerunning it probably right now?
It's probably on. Like, ever since the Twitter sphere embraced it so much, it's probably on 24/7. They're going to Sci-Fi is going to chant for Sharknado, your favorite, your
at yeah. your. It's going to be at Sharknado at Sci-Fi.
Right.
Hashtag. Wait, has anybody hashtagged the hashtag before?
Yeah.
Oh. Thought I was a genius there.
You've changed the whole game. You've shifted the paradigms. So yeah, you guys just don't understand what makes a movie matter. So next time, listen, Seth's been batting at a much higher average than you on this.
Yeah.
Because he understands.
You know what?
He understands about like Money Train, for instance.
As a producer.
And following through with due diligence when you're looking for something like Money Train.
And Highlander 3.
And Highlander 3.
Notice I didn't pick Highlander 2 or 4.
He didn't pick Highlander 2 or 4. And Highlander 1 is probably too good to be a movie that matters.
Yeah.
And it's a little too straightforward.
Right, the only Highlander
he maybe picked
right,
the only
but you
Highlander
picked Highlander, and then I suggested, how about Highlander 3?
No, I said Highlander 3.
We can check the tapes, but I feel like that's not exactly right. I don't know how we ended up with Highlander 3, but I don't think it was just you alone.
How far back was it?
It was probably pretty soon.
It was recently.
Okay. So, yeah, I would definitely be game to watch No Escape because it's got Ernie Hudson. We're just gonna have to go rent it, which sucks, but that's a throwback to the old days. Maybe that's part of the process.
Throwback.
Seth suggested Highlander, and I said, let me ask you something. When you call that very, very popular, and Ian said, how about Highlander 3? It has Solo in it, and Seth said, I'm down. So he did suggest
it. Yeah. That. I cut him off the pass because
I meant Highlander 3.
I knew that Highlander 1 was going to be too popular for him.
It's too popular.
It's a very, very, very tricky situation, this movie that matters.
It's not tricky. You just have to be a little bit smarter. Or less smart. You just have to not think about things so much. Just let it happen.
That could be the story.
Red
of my
Heat
life.
Is a movie that matters.
Red Heat is actually kind of tedious. The time we watched it, like, we didn't even end up watching it. I hadn't seen it in years, and, like, I just... Like, we just on in the background while we bullshitted. Like, we didn't even watch it.
Ball.
It wasn't that good. I mean, that bus chase at the end is cool, but the rest of it's kind of...
The bus chase is the best part.
The bus chase is good. You don't like the bus chase? No. Well, the part at the beginning, and like...
They do play chicken with buses.
Huh?
They do play chicken with buses.
Right, yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's a bit of a chase there. That's what I meant. So Seth gives... You give Highlander 3 a 5 out of 5, Seth?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
I just did.
He just did.
It's a 3 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
On a scale?
I put it exactly there with Miami Connection as a 2.5 out of 5.
It's better than Miami Connection.
Okay. So the definition of movies that matter is entertaining movies with a social conscience.
Who said that?
It's the website moviesthatmatter.com.
I didn't remember. That's not my definition.
It's the internet definition.
According to moviesthatmatter.com. So it's entertainment with a social conscience.
Well, that's what we've been following so far.
Right.
We've been following that. Tango and Cash was about subsistence farming. This was about subsistence farming.
So far, it's been a lot of subsistence
farming. Tango and Cash was about classes and how they, you know, they band together to beat tyranny and corporate evil.
And this one was more of an existential kind of
and
abstract concept.
Even though you guys haven't seen it, when we watch No Escape, you'll see
I've seen
why
No
that
Escape.
Matters. You'll see why it matters when you watch
it's
it.
It's also subsistence farming and then class stuff
it.
and it's survival.
No.
When Ray Liotta tells the kid,
you're just saying
once you've
words.
Killed someone, everything changes. Yeah, it's not glamorous.
It's about capitalism. That's a film about capitalism.
Well, yeah, it makes
so
you make a dollar.
Highlander was not on this site. Or Highlander 3.
That's because their definition of movies that matter.
What's on their site? Name a few from the moviesthatmatter.com site.
Well, first of all, they stole my name. We should probably sue. I need to find some sort of legal channel.
You'll
here.
Have to get in touch with the futile attorney. So just name a couple that are on.
They don't have any.
There's
it's
no
like,
list.
It's some kind of weird.
Is that the joke of it?
It's not a joke.
There are no movies that are.
Somebody ripped off my thing and made a fake website really quick. Anyway, once you learn about responsibility, due diligence, you know, just get your life on track, get your life together, pull yourself up
out
of the bootstraps, get out the sauce. You know, you might be able to contribute a little better next time. That's all I'm saying.
Is that really all I'm saying? I was so infuriated with Netflix because it should be. On the instant,
hey, Netflix is an inanimate object.
But it should
direct your fury where
it's
deserved.
The guys that make the guys that put the show up, that put it up, should know. Like, hey, we should have for instant watch. We should have a lot of really great '80s and '90s movies that matter. And you named like 50 last night when we were talking.
And only 10 of them were
like, only like 4 of them showed up on Netflix. And there's no reason for that. No Escape should be on Netflix. There should be a fucking petition tomorrow for like, hey, Netflix, why is No Escape not there? Why is Demolition Man not there?
Demolition Man is not a movie that
Even
matters.
So, it should be on instant.
Exactly. It's been on there before.
What, it's been on there before? Like, what, for 5 minutes in the beginning?
Demolition's been on there. You know what's a movie that matters? That Sylvester Stallone movie where he's locked up in prison. What's that called?
Lock Up?
Yeah.
No, that's not on there.
Or is it Locked Down?
I don't know.
Locked Down just came out.
Okay, so it's Lock Up. Lock Up was pretty good. And that, they kill a guy by holding him down on a weight bench, and they drop the weights down on his neck.
Nice. Yeah. What about Bolt to the Head?
That'll be a movie that matters.
How do you know?
Because I just said.
It's going to come out on Netflix instant pretty soon.
Okay, we'll watch it. It'll be a movie that matters.
But doesn't it mean we have to have already seen it to...
Well, not like, not when you know it's going to be a movie that matters.
Yeah.
You gotta stop thinking about this so hard.
Well, okay. What about the Arnold movie?
If you just
movie?
Got done with Highlander 2, and you knew Highlander 3 was coming out, you'd know it was going to matter. Because mm-hmm. it would have to fix that.
Have you even seen Highlander 2?
I'm sure I have. I don't remember it. I know that Money Train matters.
Money Train absolutely matters.
You hated Money Train. You rallied against it. You
it
would
matters.
Watch it.
That's why it matters.
Because it took him so long to come around.
Starship Troopers doesn't matter, and I'll tell you why. Because it matters. And it's satire. And it's smart, and it's good.
RoboCop?
Doesn't matter, because it matters.
Conan.
RoboCop 2.
Conan's too good.
Conan the Destroyer.
Ah, just almost too bad.
Just almost so
good. He fights a guy in a bear suit with his zippers on it. Red Sonja does not matter.
That means it matters?
It doesn't matter.
So this is how confusing this is.
If it matters...
Beastmaster!
No.
Beastmaster 2 through the Portals of Time.
No. Nope. Beastmaster 3 The Reckoning.
It wasn't called that, but there was a Beastmaster 3. Neverending Story. I don't know what. What? It can't be an 80s like fantasy movie.
Why can't it be?
Because you made it so that it can be, right? What about Autor? What about the Autor movies? Where he makes that hang glider.
I don't know what that is. Mac and Me, a movie that matters.
What about Freddy vs. Jason?
No.
What about Ghoulies?
Ghoulies maybe matters.
What about Ghoulies 2? At that carnival.
The carnival, yeah.
With the kid has a ninja star. Sucked. The kid throws the ninja star at the ghoulie and the ghoulie catches it in its mouth and eats it. And then the giant ghoulie comes and eats the little ghoulies at the end.
I just don't know what that movie says about subsistence farming.
Well, they're carnies. That's how they subside.
They don't farm. They just eat trash off the ground.
Hey, have you ever known? They're getting by. I knew a carny. They are getting by.
I knew a carny.
You really? Knew in past yeah. tense? Like, did he pass?
I hope.
God damn it.
I hope he's not suffering like that anymore. It doesn't matter what you guys decide. It just matters what I decide.
Nobody cares what you decide.
They do, because I'm picking the good stuff. Like Ian's like, oh, let's watch Highlander. But no, we watched Highlander 3. That's not fair. You picked Highlander 3.
I picked Highlander 3. I picked Tango and Cash also.
What have you done?
I'm batting 1,000 right here.
What the fuck have you done?
This is my thing. I'm the talent.
He's the talent.
I'm the talent. You're talent number 2, and he's somewhere down the line.
I have to go get this stuff and
he's
bring
the
together.
He's the producer. He makes it happen.
Seth brought the pizza today, though, and he's providing the beer, and thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
We greatly appreciate it.
I'll continue to bring the talent. Don't worry.
I don't see any talent.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get some talent on these podcasts. Iguana cane.